And so one of the things that came out there was that it seemed like there was a misunderstanding. They had been told by a certain employee that I'm not sure if is still around at the MRC or not, but that they had were approved for this money. It turns out they weren't. So do you think that they're operating in bad faith there, or is this did this seem like an honest mistake to you?
I think that the MRC is operating extremely well. We're talking about something that happened 2.5 years ago. At that time, we did not have a director of economic development. And the person that gave the information was a clerk and probably shouldn't have been given that responsibility. The point that I made 2.5 years ago, and I'll make it again, is that the mayor concerned, who was leading the project, knew that they had asked for $150,000, and he was asking about this additional $30,000, which would give them a total of $180,000. At the MRC Council of Mayors, there had only been 3 resolutions passed, one for $30,000, another for $60,000, and a third for $60,000. If you do the math, that totals $150,000, not $180,000. And so just the fact that he would ask a clerk, in my opinion, and I stated so at the time and I stated it again last night, it was his responsibility to come back to the Council of Mayors and say, there's something wrong. I'm being told I have an extra $30,000, but I know that this is incorrect, so I won't be taking it. And unfortunately, what happened is that, you know, this poor, it's an amazing seniors home, Residence Meilleur. It is such a great service to the Pontiac. It's a great example of successful housing for seniors. But I was trying to look at this and encourage the mayors to look at it in a simple black and white way, which is if money is given in error, which it was, it needs to be repaid. That's just the civil code. And also, I think that rather than being sympathetic to the situation, I don't think Residence Meilleur should ever have been put in that position. And again, I think that if the mayor involved had simply brought this to the Council of Mayors, then we wouldn't have even needed the debate last night. There would have been no question of repayment. What I was concerned about was that the resolution that was being presented said that they had been approved for $180,000. And that is why I kept on that issue of ensuring that before any voting took place, that we had the correct numbers. And so they did get corrected. An amendment was made, and it said a total of $150,000, not $180,000.